ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
நேற்று நடந்த ரத யாத்திரை மிகவும் பூரணமாக நடந்தது. அதாவது நாங்கள் பூரணம் என்று நாங்கள் சொல்லும் பொழுது அது ஒரு பௌதிகமான அந்த வசனம். அதாவது ஆன்மீகமாக ஆன்மீக ரீதியாக அது பூரணத்துவம் பெற்றுள்ளது நேற்று ரத யாத்திரை. அதாவது பல ஆயிரக்கணக்கான பக்தர்கள் லோர்ட் ஜெகநாத் பலதேவ் சுபத்ராவின் தரிசனத்தை பெறக்கூடியதாக இருந்தது. அந்த மகா பிரசாதம் பெறக்கூடியதாக இருந்தது. அதாவது அவர்கள் விருப்பமோ விருப்பம் இல்லை அந்த மகா மந்திரத்தை கேட்கக்கூடியதாக இருந்தது. Yes, yesterday, that whole area is Muslim area.
Yeah, yeah,
right. அந்த நேற்று இந்த ரதயம் ரதம் விளம்பரம் முஸ்லீம்கள் அங்கே பார்த்து கொண்டிருந்தார்கள். அவர்கள் கூட அந்த இதை சந்தோஷமாக கேட்பதை நான் பார்த்தேன்.
So it was a, yeah, it was a spiritually very successful Ratha Yatra. So thank you to all the devotees for participating. That is one major preaching undertaking. And now we will today be having a ceremony of initiation. So actually all this preaching, going outside and preaching, is to bring people to the level of initiation. And then on and on and up from the stage of initiation. So we find many people will take part in a Ratha Yatra. And much fewer will take initiation. We can see that our preaching is becoming solid. When we see that people are coming forward for initiation. Because initiation means commitment to take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Srila Prabhupada, following the example of his own guru, at each initiation ceremony, he would either personally or through one of his disciples give a lecture on the 10 offenses against the holy name. Because initiation is the commitment to dedicate one's life to become a pure devotee of Krishna.
Krishna.
Dikkakale bhakta kare atta samarpan. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that at the time of initiation, the devotee dedicates himself fully in the service of Krishna. Now, everyone can chant Hare Krishna. So you may wonder, why take initiation? In fact, there's another statement by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that regard. Dikkapuras charja vidhi opeka na kare jiva sparshe. What is it? I can't remember, but it's said that there's no need of any other ceremonies, but simply when the name touches the tongue, then the name, I can't remember the verse actually, the name begins to affect, but the point is that there's no need of all these ceremonies. Vidhi, anushtanam, different words, ceremonies. The reason that initiation is important is that one, apart from chanting, one also has to hear and learn. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat purva papasya, what is it? I can't remember. Nangshanai. Iti diksha yo prokta deshikais tattva ko vidai. Diksha is defined as that process by which spiritual knowledge is imparted. And by which one's previously committed sins are totally destroyed. So one requires to chant the holy name, but also to understand, what is this name? How we should chant, with what attitude we should chant. There are different stages of chanting. There is Nama Parada, the offensive stage. Shuddhanam, the pure chanting of the holy name. And in between, Nama Bhas, a shadow or a reflection of pure chanting. Now the holy name is always pure. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukta Abhinatva Nama Namino Ho. The holy name of Krishna is just like a spiritual touchstone, wish fulfiller. And the holy name is fully conscious. And is the very form of all transcendental rasa. Rasa means I don't know how to say it in English. Mellow. The holy name is Purna, complete and perfect. Holy name, not only Mahamantra, there are so many names. Krishna, Narayana, Hari, Govinda, Gopala. Shuddha, the holy name is completely pure. Nitya Mukta, the holy name is always beyond the three modes of material nature. And the holy name of Krishna is non different from Krishna. So this there are many names of Krishna, many names. But at the time of initiation into Srila Prabhupada's movement, we vow to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna mantra is the name of Krishna and a prayer to Krishna. O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Krishna and energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So there are three aspects of devotional service. Sambandha, understanding our relationship with Krishna. Abhideya, acting or beginning to act in that relationship. And Prayoja, and the ultimate goal of life. And in all stages or all aspects, the holy name is, chanting the holy name is the vital principle. That Prayojan means necessity. Chaitanya generally we think our necessity is famous, it became a political slogan in India, the food, clothing and shelter. Roti kaprama kam. But our spiritual necessity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is prem, Krishna prema. So this Maha Mantra, it's premanam, it's the holy name and a prayer to be engaged in the loving service of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna, the love between Radha and Krishna is completely pure. It is different to the love of this world. It is completely selfless. And our position as jivas is to aspire to serve Radha and Krishna in their loving pastimes.
I'm also speaking. எங்களின் நிலை என்று சொன்னால் நாங்கள் அன்பை நாங்கள் செலுத்துவதும் அதிலே நாங்கள் இருப்பதும் தான் எங்கள் நிலை.
So what chanting Hare Krishna means to pray to Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. So when we say Hare Krishna, why doesn't a Vaikuntha airplane come and take us and immediately we go to beyond Vaikuntha to Golok and start serving Radha and Krishna there? Why doesn't that happen? And why don't we, or even in this world, why don't we immediately envision the whole Vraja Leela, the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan? Is because our chanting is not completely pure. The condition to enter the spiritual world is to be completely pure. So that completely pure means completely free from material contamination. Material contamination means kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, pride, and envy. Moha, mada, matsarya. And material attachments. And misconceptions. Liberation means to be free from all misconceptions. So these material contaminations that manifest as various offenses in our devotional service. And most of these offenses, they're in the form of misconceptions. Attachment to various misconceptions. So initiation means the commitment to become free from these misconceptions. For which purpose we have to go on hearing and hearing again and again so that we can understand what is right and what is wrong. So these 10 offenses, those who are being initiated, they should know what these are so as to avoid them. So the first offense is to blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name all over the world. We have to remember Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna Praniya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasma. The Radha and Krishna, their relationship is of pure love on the pure bliss. So those who are preaching the holy name of Krishna, they on behalf of Radha Krishna who have come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they want to give that love to others. Ultimately, that is the point. But the opposite of love is envy, jealousy, hatred. Matsaryam, dvesham. See, in Tamil all the words are different, but the Sanskrit words are very easy. In Sanskrit there's dvesh, matsarya, irsya. You know all these words, eh? from the North Indian languages. or South Indian languages also, except Tamil. They have all these words. So it may happen that someone who is chanting Hare Krishna with the aim is to have pure love for Krishna, but due to material contamination, they feel the opposite. They feel a bad feeling towards the persons who are preaching this love of Krishna. So how can we get love of Krishna if we blaspheme those persons who are distributing this love of Krishna? It's something like if you meet a person and you say, oh, I really like you, and their child is there, and you smash the child. I hate your child. So what will that person think? Oh, he likes me very much. No, he'll think, no, I don't accept. You can say you like me, but I don't accept because you hate my child. Of course, in Krishna's childhood pastimes, also the different elderly gopis in Vrindavan, they would come and complain to Mother Yashoda about the butter thief, Krishna. But that is not hatred, that is pure love. So the second offense is to consider demigods to be on the same level as Krishna. In the introduction to the Krishna book, there's a statement, I don't remember the exact words. It goes something like this, that Krishna is the proper object of love, is the central point of Krishna consciousness. So if we want to say, what is Krishna consciousness, briefly, we can say that everyone is meant for loving Krishna. Why Krishna? So many people will say, why not Shiva or Murugan or Shakti or Sai Baba? The answer is that Krishna is the actual object of love. He is the Supreme Person. So if we say that even great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are on the same level, that also becomes an offense against, or an obstacle to developing our pure love for Krishna.
இந்த தேவர்கள் கூட முக்கியமான நிலையில் இருக்கிற பிரம்மா சிவா அவர்களை பற்றி நாங்கள் அதற்கு நாங்கள் அவர்களும் இந்த நிலையில் இருக்கிறார்கள் என்று நினைத்தாலே கூட அது வந்து உண்மையிலே இந்த உண்மையான பக்தியை நாங்கள் வளர்த்துக் கொள்வதற்காக கிடையாது.
We don't say not to love anyone else. But we have to know how to love them in the proper way. We can offer our love and respect and worship to Brahma and Shiva and different demigods, understanding them also to be servants of Krishna. But if we say that they're the same as Krishna, that means that we are diverting our the central point of our love, which is Krishna, we're diverting somewhere else. Jiveshuru poi Krishna nityadas. Our eternal position is a servant of Krishna. And that is true not only for us but for Brahma and Shiva and for everyone else also. Now the first offense is to blaspheme devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness. And the third offense is somewhat similar, to disobey the orders of the Guru or to disrespect him or consider him an ordinary person. Particularly, there may be many Vaishnavas, but everyone has to take initiation and guidance from a particular guru. Or one may have one Diksha Guru, but one may have more than one Shiksha Gurus. Diksha Guru is one, but Shiksha Guru may be many. The relationship between the Guru and the disciple is profound. Gambhira Mana, try that. So sometimes we hear people say, oh, he's my guru, but in a somewhat light way. But it's a great commitment both on the part of the disciple and the guru to enter into the contract called initiation. So having entered into that contract, one has to take it very, very seriously. And one should be ready to follow the instructions of the Guru. And to accept the Guru as good as God. Srila Prabhupada first gave initiation to devotees in the West in the summer of 1966. The day afterward, the devotees came and asked Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean to be initiated? And Srila Prabhupada said it means to accept the Guru as good as God. And devotees were shocked because Srila Prabhupada had been preaching so much that only Krishna is God, no one else is God. But notice the wording, as good as God, not God directly. As good as God means that if there is a bona fide guru, he will only repeat the instructions of Krishna. So we get the same benefit as if we heard from Krishna directly. Just like, for instance, Einstein, he came up with the equation E equals mc squared. So, if someone who understands this teaches it to us, it's as good as Einstein directly teaching. It's not just a matter of imparting the knowledge, but as an etiquette, or out of love, first at the stage of duty and then at the stage of love, one should deal with the guru as good as God. Acharyang mam vijaniya navamanyeta karihichitna martya buddhya suyeta sarvadevamayo guru. Krishna says that one should think the acharya to be just like myself. One should know it very well, vijaniyan. And one should never disrespect him. One should not think him an ordinary mortal person. Because he is the embodiment of all the saintly persons, godly persons. We may say, well, he also eats, sleeps, gets sick, and so on. So he appears to be an ordinary person. But Krishna says that one should see that even clearly there are manifestations of physical manifestations, but one should see the spiritual nature of the guru and treat him thus. So the fourth offense is to blaspheme the Shruti or Smriti, that means the Vedic literature, or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. All Sarve Veda Yatpada Mamananti, all the Vedas lead to one particular point. And that point is love of Krishna, Radha Krishna. So if we think, well, I don't need to follow all these things, I'll just love Krishna. Or we may think, well, the Vedas, it's out of date, it doesn't mean anything nowadays. This is a wrong conclusion. All the Vedas are meant to directly or indirectly direct us to that point of pure love of Krishna. So by not understanding this and then criticizing or vilifying the Vedas, we become offensive. And then we can never attain love of Krishna. The fifth offense is to think that the glories of the holy name described in the scripture is exaggeration. Atistuti is Sanskritam. Atistuti. For instance, there are many statements such as Ek Krishna Nama Kore Sharva Papa Koi. By chanting the name of Krishna once, one can be freed from all sinful reactions. Koti Ashvamedha e Krishna Nama Sham Jai Kahe Shai Pakhandi Ahoy Jama Danda Dande Tare Jama, sorry. Which means that if you say that performing 10 million Ashvamedha Yajnas is equal to once chanting the holy name, one becomes an offender and is therefore punishable by, or becomes punished by Yamaraj. So you might think, well, that's just an exaggeration. Just to encourage people to chant the holy name. But no, it is a fact. Love is most powerful. In this world and in the spiritual world, love is most powerful. Most powerful. Love in this world is most powerful, keeping it's the perverse reflection of the pure love of the spiritual world, and that is so powerful it keeps us bound up in this material world. Yeah, please sit so that you don't show your back to the deities. Yeah. And the pure, one drop of pure love for Krishna can destroy all material bondage. So that is a manifestation of Krishna's love for us, that he makes himself available to us in the form of his name.
Mm-hmm.
Nam Namakari Bahudha Nijasarava Shaktihi. Krishna has many names and all his potencies are present with the names. So this Prema Nam, this pure name of Krishna, full of all powerful love, completely has the potency to completely destroy all sins and all material attachments. It is not an exaggeration, it is a fact. Then the sixth offense is to misinterpret the holy name. The Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer of love. But persons who are offensive, they'll interpret it in another way. There was one Swami, supposed to be Swami in South India, who himself, he was well known for being although he was a Swami, he was always surrounded by many women. So it seems he was interested in the love of this world. So he used to say that Krishna means black, which is true. Krishna, one meaning of the word Krishna is black. And black means unknown, darkness, ignorance. So in this way he misinterpreted. The prime meaning of Krishna is all attractive. He is black, but not the blackness of this world. He is Shyama Sundara, blackish and very beautiful. Shyama Sundaram, Achintya Guna Swarupam, his form is blackish and beautiful. It is of inconceivable transcendental qualities. So bhakti means that our heart is open to Krishna. Which means that the sense of love for Krishna, we are attracted to that, and that develops more and more and more. But if we're envious of Krishna and we don't want to love Krishna, we'll interpret it in another way so that we end up in a different place. We take a wrong turn on the road and we end up in a different place. We don't go to Krishna. Now that's why we have to hear from the Vaishnavas and Gurus. And take proper training. We might think, well, I'll just chant Hare Krishna. And I'll do bhakti in my own way. That is not accepted by Krishna. Now there's a saying in English, all is fair in love and war. All is fair in love and war. That means in love or in war you can do anything. Because the matter is so important that there are no rules. For instance, Romeo falls in love with Juliet and vice versa. And although it's against the rules, they run off together. It's a common story. It's going on all the time. Boy runs off with girl. They shouldn't do it, but they feel our love is so important, we'll break all the rules and we don't care what our family thinks or anyone else thinks. Of course, in this material world, that love is a big illusion. And although we may have this wonderful feeling of love, The actual result is that you have to work hard to bring in money to support an ever-growing family, and it's not very romantic. Pure love is in the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna. Krishna doesn't go to a factory to work. Of course, he does look after the cows, but that's his play, that's his leela. Krishna is never in anxiety. Krishna, the pure love of Radha and Krishna is pure bliss. So actually in the service of Krishna, we can do anything. If required, we can do anything. Lord Shiva, under the order of Krishna, destroys the whole universe. Talk about terrorism. If someone blows up a building, they call that terrorism. How about destroying the whole universe? But that is required from time to time, and Lord Shiva does that on the order of Krishna. But if we think, well, Krishna cut off Shishupal's head, so I don't like that person, I'll cut off his head. People may say that's wrong, but you see, if you chant Hare Krishna, you get freed from all sinful reactions. So, boom, chop off someone's head, Hare Krishna. And then, boom, chop off someone else's head, Hare Krishna. We may think like that. But that is a very wrong attitude. To think that because chanting the names of Krishna we can get free from sin, therefore we shall sin and then chant Hare Krishna and get free from the reaction, that is a very, very wrong attitude.
Hare Krishna
We should not misuse the holy name of Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna, the heart should become purified. So that we have no desire to sin. If somehow we do so unintentionally or out of old bad habit, the devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna will be forgiven for that. Not exactly forgiven, but because it doesn't even count as a sin in the first place because of his strong attachment to Krishna. But we shouldn't, again, we shouldn't think, oh really, okay, that's very good. Now I can do whatever I like because I'm a devotee. So the next offense, the eighth offense, is to consider different Vedic processes to be on the same level as chanting Hare Krishna. That example I already gave, ek koti ashwamedha ek krishnanamasham jikaye shepakhandi dande tarejam. To think that performing 10 million horse sacrifices is equal to once chanting Hare Krishna, that is, whoever says that is a sinful person who is punished by Yamaraj. So there are many pious activities which are recommended in the Vedic literature. Such as performing sacrifices, digging wells so the people in general can benefit from getting water. Planting trees on the road so people can be shaded as they go along the road. Giving charity. These are all pious activities. But they don't directly awaken love of Krishna. These are preliminary processes which are supposed to make people pious so that they will become inclined to take up Krishna consciousness. But chanting the names of Krishna is direct connection with the love of Radha and Krishna. And activities which are meant for becoming pious so that we can have a better standard of material life in a future birth, that is a completely different category from chanting Hare Krishna. So to say that mundane pious activities and chanting the holy name of Krishna are the same is an offense. So this holy name of Krishna is the Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, is the very embodiment of pure love for Krishna. Who will chant Hare Krishna? Well, those who are completely pure in love of Krishna. And in this world, people who have faith, at least some faith in Krishna and love of Krishna, they will start to chant Hare Krishna. On the path of developing prema or rediscovering our love for Krishna, the first stage is prema, shraddha, faith. Ado shraddha. In the beginning, there should be some faith. If one has faith that yes, love of Krishna, this is what we want, then we will associate with devotees. And take up the process of Krishna consciousness. And become purified. And gradually we can go through the various stages to attain pure love of Krishna. But there are stages. Ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangha. Then bhajana kriya. So bhajana kriya means we take up the regulated processes of Krishna consciousness. So to instruct all these things, all the details of love of Krishna and how the holy names gives love of Krishna to people who have no faith, that's like sowing seeds in barren land. So we should not instruct the glories of the holy name to faithless people. Now, of course, when we go, just like yesterday, we had Rathiyatra, we'd ask people, we'd tell them, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. So such people, Now, it's not that everyone we ask to chant Hare Krishna, they have faith in the principle of love of Krishna. But they're not inimical. We can ask them to, someone who's inimical, then they may start blaspheming on the spot. We don't see that much here in Sri Lanka. But people just on the street, they may chant Hare Krishna. That doesn't mean that we'll start instructing them in all the details of pure love of Krishna. You have to go step by step. We see that Srila Prabhupada in his preaching, to people with no background in Krishna consciousness, he would first explain very carefully how we are not the body, we're eternal spirit soul.
வந்து அவருக்கு பிடிச்சோன அவருக்கு குழந்தைகள் இல்லை. இன்னும் அவர் சொல்லுகிறார் வந்து நாங்கள் வந்து இந்த இது வந்து எங்கள் உடம்பு இல்லை, நாங்கள் வந்து உண்மையான ஆத்மா என்ற விளக்கத்தை கொடுக்குறேன்.
He would not explain intimate details of Krishna's pastimes to people who had no knowledge of this and therefore no faith in it. And even sometimes devotees, or not devotees, people asked him, that you please tell us about the Rasa Leela and all these intimate pastimes, and Srila Prabhupada refused. So definitely this chanting of Hare Krishna is to bring us to the stage of or desiring to serve Krishna in their intimate pastimes, or not desire but eligibility for that. But we should go step by step. As saying is, one saying in English is, don't try to run before you can walk. Why is that? Because you'll fall over. Another saying is that fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Try and translate that. Angels, what will you say? Deva? So the 10th offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name. And even after hearing so much about the glories of the name, to maintain material bodily identification. We should understand the difference between spiritual and material. The difference between spiritual love and material love. Very, very, just one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, very important. It puts Krishna consciousness in perspective. Atendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kam Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premanam. The desire to satisfy one's own material senses is called material lust. And the desire to satisfy Krishna's transcendental senses, that is called prema. So pure love for Krishna is on the platform well far beyond that of trying to satisfy our own senses. So if we're still seeking love on the bodily platform, then that is an offense in our endeavor to love Krishna on the spiritual platform. It's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting.
உண்மையிலேயே நாங்கள் மிகவும் தெளிவற்ற நிலையிலே நாங்கள் அந்த மகாமந்திரத்தை சொல்வதன் மூலம்தான்
Love is intense. Love means our whole consciousness is saturated with the thought of the object of love. So chanting Hare Krishna in the stage of pure love means that we're completely saturated with loving thoughts for Krishna. In our present stage, that pure overwhelming feeling is not there. But we have to practice. Sadhana means practice. So we have to practice at least being attentive while we chant the holy names. Srila Prabhupada several times explained. Okay, I'll go. Srila Prabhupada several times explained the system of child marriage that was previously the norm in India. The children would be married, maybe the boy would be 12 years old and the girl would be 4 years old. We lost the sound, what happened? What happened there? You got it? It came back in. You want to say that again then? So that, say the same sentence again. The children may be married, the boy may be 12 years old and the girl may be 4 years old. So at that age there's no question of love between them, even on the material platform. But as the girl gets older, she time to time goes to the house of the husband and she serves him by, for instance, cooking, serving him food. So in that way, because she serves him and he appreciates, and then a relationship of love, mundane love, but love that develops. But the girl has to do it very seriously. If she serves inattentively, then the boy will not be satisfied. For instance, there's some sambar on the plate and she throws the idli down on the plate so that the sambar splashes up in his face. That is not thinking how to do it nicely in a way that will be pleasing. So you have to be very attentive when we're doing service. We have to be very attentive when we're chanting the holy names. Not to do so is an offense by which the love will not develop.
அப்படி
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Shadha Kabunoi Shavanadi Shuddha Chitta Kareya Shuddha Chitta Kareya Yoda. Love for Krishna is natural. That is there in everyone's heart. That can be revived by the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. So we should chant the Hare Krishna, we should hear and know what the offenses are. And then chant, trying to be free from offenses. And then, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, that by chanting inoffensively, one will attain pure love of Krishna. Bhajane madde shreshta navavidha bhakti Krishna prem Krishna dite dhare mahashakti Taramadhe sarva shreshta nama sankirtan niraparadhe nama loile pai premadon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that among the 64 processes of devotional service, there are nine which are prominent. Which means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that all these processes are very powerful to award Krishna. We can get Krishna and love of Krishna. And among them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, best of all is Nama Sankirtan. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if we chant without offenses, we attain the treasure of prema, pure love of Krishna. So these offenses, offense means it goes against the principle of love. So we should be very careful to avoid these offenses. Initiation means initiation into the pure chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Does anyone have any question about this? How can we so the question is that in this world everyone is envious of Krishna. Krishna bahimuk haya bhogavancha kari nikatasta mayatari japatiya dhari. Everyone is in this material world due to enviousness of Krishna. So how can we differentiate who is worthy to be preached to if we're not supposed to preach to faithless persons the glories of the holy name? Yeah, so there are degrees of faithlessness, and which means degrees of faith also. So that we can ascertain practically, that we can understand practically. Because when we meet someone newly, we don't start telling them about Krishna Prem or how chanting the holy name of Krishna awards Krishna Prem. We start off with foundational topics, ABC. We are not the body. So we can we can understand how people hear this and accept this, if they're fit to be instructed in higher matters. If they're not ready to hear ABC, then we don't teach them more advanced subjects. So it's like, who are you going to teach the quantum theory to? There has to be someone who is prepared for that by going through the basic teachings of physics. If someone shows no interest in, or if you want to teach someone physics and they show no interest in or aptitude for it, then why you don't go on and teach them more and more and go up to the highest stages. So the same thing in the spiritual field, we don't start teaching the more advanced topics in the beginning.
Maharaj, you were preaching in the beginning of your class about how the holy name is always pure, the holy name has all good qualities, but Srila Prabhupada told us never to listen to the chanting of someone who is not interested in developing Krishna Prem. So there's this one Mayavadi who's very popular. His name is Krishna Das. Mm-hmm. And he sings...
False Krishna Das.
He sings Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in public. And I have heard his recordings on recordings from ISKCON devotees. He's mixed in there. So how can we explain to, for instance, devotees who are students, how they should not be listening to this person, Krishna Das, because milk touched by the lips of a serpent...
Do you mean new people?
New people.
Yeah. You want to... Yeah. There's an offensive... I mean, there are Mayavadis, but there are... Not everyone's as offensive as he is. He's very offensive, this so-called Krishna Das. But somehow is being promoted by certain persons within ISKCON, and you can pick up some ISKCON website and get his recordings. So how do you explain to new people not to listen to this milk touched by the lips of a serpent?
Krishna Das and our Mandi or Mayavadi, our Mandi in that way is called on the Mandrati, our Mandi Vidyasa Maha Tulumodu, and the Mandra Maha Wild Ponal, Oro Nalo, Adam the Serpent, and the Natchu Pambit Namile Ulan, and the Rile, Tatu Patan, Pudipo, and the Ritan, Pali Mandi, and
Well, I say to newcomers also that various contaminations have entered within ISKCON, so be careful even within ISKCON. You have to, our standard is Srila Prabhupada. So someone might be very famous, highly reputed within ISKCON, but you have to see, are they actually following Prabhupada or not? It's unfortunate that in the very beginning you have to say this to people and it might compromise their faith in the whole spiritual integrity of ISKCON. But it's a fact that there are various contaminations which the leaders of our society in criminal negligence do not deal with. Criminal negligence. Come on, you're a lawyer, you know, you should know what that is. The courts here, they're conducted in English, is it?
Yes, criminal negligence.
So, yeah, you had a question?
Any question?
I think Vishwanath Chakravarti, he quotes. Vishwanath Chakravarti, often the things he says are quite amazing. Often what he says is just quite a different perspective. So if Vishwanath says that, all right, but other acharyas may say something else also. He has a unique perspective in many areas, Vishwanath. Because the whole idea of artharti, it just means sakam, doesn't it? But it can be interpreted also to say, if we say that artha means Krishna, so someone who wants to get Krishna could be interpreted like that also. Artha, someone who's distressed because they don't have Krishna. So it's possible to interpret it like that also. Okay, that's a bit complex. You have three doubts. Oh, that's getting to be a lot. Who? You? Is it good what you're doing?
Sometimes they are doing the surgery, helping the surgeries, and doing family counseling, and advising like that.
Do you want to translate that?
Yeah.
Briefly, you don't have to say that. All right, they got the basic idea. So the tendency to want to help others is laudable, praiseworthy, good. But if we really want to help others in the best possible way, we should take training to know how we can truly help them. You may do a surgery, but then the person dies and has to get reborn because of lack of knowledge of Krishna. So real welfare work is to give people the knowledge by which they become free from suffering eternally. So one should take training in that. Someone might think, well, I want to help others, I'll do surgery. But unless you're trained how to do surgery, you're likely to do more harm than good. So you might think, well, I'll preach Krishna consciousness, but unless we're trained, we may do more harm than good. So simply to have a good feeling or a good idea isn't enough. One has to follow the proper process. Anyway, excuse me, but this is very much personal with your life. It's not a general question for everyone, so let's not discuss it now. He's part of a jury. You know the answer. But the jury doesn't give the punishment. The judge gives the punishment. The jury just decides if they're supposed to decide if they're guilty or innocent. They don't give punishment. Best, again, the same answer, that you, if you want to help others, you become, take the training, then conduct your life. You may say, is it good to do this or good to do that? But the answer in every case is, you take training in Krishna consciousness, then you act accordingly. So, Hare Krishna, we'll finish there. And then it's time for, you want to announce prasadam and everything?